This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Hi everyone, Philip here, writer and producer of the Dial-Up Fiction Podcast. Just introducing this bonus episode, Gag Reel, from the recording of Season 2. For some context, we recorded all 5 episodes of Season 2 in one day. Most of this gag reel is from the last few episodes, just because episodes in 1 and 2 were at the start of the day, they were immaculate, there was virtually no mistakes. It's whenever you get to the last episodes, it got later into the day, the actors have been cooped up together for so long, they start to get a little eccentric. You'll hear what I mean. I just wanted to explain one thing that the actor says during the gag reel, because I think it's really funny and it just needs a little bit of more context. In one of the original drafts, I had a line one of the characters said that was, "Give me a bucket." If you don't know what that means, don't worry, you're not alone. During one of the early read-throughs we had, all the actors pulled me up on it and they thought it was like auto-corrected or something. It essentially means, my dad says a lot, you say it when something makes you sick, but in a joking way. So when maybe someone says something very romantic or soppy, you're like, give me a bucket because I'm about to be sick. Yeah, I know. It's a weird one. But the actors had never heard of it before and they really took it on board for the rest of the production and just kept saying it randomly to me, completely out of context. And now you know. I'll let the rest of the gags speak for themselves, but I thought I would just explain that one. And also, this is just a chance for me to directly speak to the listeners, which I've never done before at the start of an episode, so hello. Thank you, as always, for listening to The Dial-Up. I hope you enjoy this bonus episode. There's more on the way, including those early read-throughs that I mentioned before. And we will see you very soon for Season 3. Enjoy this gag reel, and thanks for listening.
Just... getting into it is called acting. Because right. I've got to be panicky, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you can go.
Oh, you know, I've done a bunch of things. I did all that traveling that you said I should go and do.
Excellent! Yes! Where would we?
Fucking hell.
I'd love that.
It's a date. Well, not a date. I mean, it's a confirmed event. On a day.
It's date. It's date?
It's date. Dana, are you losing your words? Okay, hold on. We'll go from I'd love that.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's just you're this super serious science nerd.
She's not. She's a party animal. Sounds like she should drink. Hold on. She's not. She's a party animal. Sounds like she... Sorry. One more time. Oh, she's not. She's a party animal. Sounds like she... Oh, Jesus Christ, what is this? Sounds like she could... I'm pretty sure. I'm going to change it to that, Phil. Sorry. Here we go.
They're adaptable for lots of tasks. I put them in my artificial... artificial?
Artificial. I'll give you mine.
Oh, a new VR would be a thing in the future. How does it work?
From your... I don't know. Give me another one. And I know way about all... Jesus Christ, this episode, man. Like, I'm sure there's dozens of them in Glasgow just sitting there that you can just go into any time and watch whatever movie you want.
Well, there's only one thing for it then. If you want to go in my time... Nope, that's not it. Sorry.
I'll start with mine.
Yeah. Want to go in my time?
I'd rather go in your time. Like, I'm sure there's dozens of them in Glasgow just sitting there that you can just go into any time and watch whatever movie you want.
Well, there's only one thing for it then. Sorry, I'm laughing now. Fuck. Sorry, I got the giggles. Shh. I'll give you, okay. I'll just do mine. I can't laugh though, because
If you want to go in my time, is that what I'm saying? Do you want to go in? If you want to go in my time,
like you're inviting her. Yeah.
Well, there's only one. What? Yeah. Okay. What's she doing?
Nothing. She just keeps looking over at me.
Probably wondering what the nut job's doing to dismantle this. Probably wondering what the nut job's doing to dismantle. I'm gonna go from what's she doing. What's she doing?
Nothing. She just keeps looking over at me.
Probably wondering what the nut job's doing dismantling the disposable camera. And I know I got disposable wrong. Let's do it again. Yeah. Hold on. Wait.
No. Did you?
No. Maybe.
Sorry, fucked it.
Can you go from the top again? There was a stutter in one of your lines. I won't say who.
Okay.
I thought I did really well, actually. I heard it, Phil. Fuck,
I know
you.
You're talking about. I'm glad you stopped anyway.
I actually know this. I know the stutter you're on about, so it really fucks me off that you you heard it. I'm like, I got away with that, surely. Yep. All right, cool, cool. You ready?
Yeah.
Just give me a clap. You ready?
Gone where?
I don't know. There was an earthquake.
An earthquake?
Well, it sounded like it. His building was shaking. The line got cut off.
Sorry, that was a terrible reaction to earthquake.
I'm not going to lie. I barely even heard it because it was so hard.
We can go from the start.
Lewis is on Tom Holland and I'm on Tom and Zendaya's daughter.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
He has a daughter?
Spider Woman?
Yeah, you don't guys. Fuck me. Yeah, you don't. Fuck me. Give me Spider Woman.
I had to. I figured if the building collapsed, it was my only chance to get in. I didn't want you to. Well, your earthquake.
Earthcake.
Earthcake. Hold on, let me go.
Sounds delicious. Ew.
Lewis,
that
Lewis,
was absolutely
Lewis,
vile.
Lewis, Lewis,
that was
the
so disgusting.
The fart noises you're making, woman.
That was so gross. It made me feel sick in my mouth.
Oh. Where else can you be sick?
It did sound like someone grabbing a dog's tongue.
That's great.
Okay, guys, that's in the gag reel. Thank you.
you may do it again?
No.
Give me a bucket.
Give me a bucket.
Fuck my bucket.
Okay. So yeah, go from what's his email address and everything.
Okay. Stop it. Knowing his birthday wouldn't help. Did he mention anything? If it was near Christmas, Easter, bloody bread and Knowing his birthday wouldn't help.
You're the smartest person I've ever met. You're awesome. Everything okay? Someone leaned on the button there. Fuck it out,
guys. Kind of ruined the moment.
I was in such a place there.
Oh,
thanks
fuck.
For that. Whoever did that.
All right.
Right, we're going back. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm going to go. That still wasn't me doing anything. At what cost, though? About to cause the biggest earthquake Glasgow's ever seen? My mum would be so disappointed in me.
Sorry, guys. Do you want to go back? Sorry to. I'd love to, honestly.
No, we don't, actually.
Why?
I know I said a thing twice. All right. Fine.
Oh, okay. The answer is no, we'd have to go for earlier because
yeah.
I was in a
yeah.
Oh, we're in an emotional place.
I love
place.
The way you said that line as well. You properly fucked this, Phil. But no, I'm just kidding. yeah, okay. Come on, what's the worst that can happen? You want me to do that?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Hey, you still there?
Yes, and I just heard from Lewis.
Really? Was he okay?
He went back into the building. He said there were still tremors. Did you use the AMP?
Yeah, I snapped a picture and the wormhole thing started wobbling. The nanobots are not happy.
Yeah, I can see that. I've just turned on my AMP, but it's... Oh, it's not strong enough. I can't shut them down.
It's not going to work?
Put it in.
It's been
in.
Waiting.
Grab that dog's tongue again.
Put it in
out.
The podcast. Between
I wasn't filming.
Between you burping and him gargling like a sea creature.
I made one tongue slap.
Am I the only professional?
Even that description
it's
is
like
vile.
It's like the most tense moment of the thing, and you're responding with burp.
It's not going to work.
It was just a little one. It wasn't one of my Gigantosaurs.
Little baby burp. That was good.
Of course we are. Maybe you can just give us some time, Dana, to sit and chat. Maybe... Oh, shit, I'm running out of minutes here. Is there another way we can keep in... Fuck my cunt. How long have we got?
A minute, maybe a few. Once the nanobot's charge runs out, the whole wormhole should be collapsed a little... A minute, a few maybe? Once the nanobot's charge runs out, a wormhole should... Lots of rubbish words! A minute, a few maybe? There he is. Lewis.Bulis at techdar.com. That was crap.
His full name is Lewis.
I'm not done.
Oh,
pay
crap.
Attention.
Sorry.
Listen.
Crap. That was the end of it.
Guess there's nothing left to do but use our own EMPs. Hopefully Eus loses... Eus? Guess there...
That's his middle name, Eus. Lewis Eus Blue.
No, come on now.
Give me a second.
Set it off.
Oh no, we've lost Amy.
Is the oxygen okay in there, yeah?
It's fucking great, pump it full, let's go.
And how can you both like busted? My dad listens to them, they are so lame. You're so lame.
But they're great!
Whoa, watch it. Oh, dude. Sorry about that, Phil.
Well, I won't go back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay, we're ready, guys. I'll copy you now.
Okay.
Do it, Tech Daddy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, let's do it. I fucking hate you all. Let's do it.
Don't be negative. You said this morning. Don't be negative.
You're correct.
So be Sonic. Positive, thank you very much. Say
you.
Something nice.
You're both really attractive.
Philip, just clap your hands, mate. Let's go.
What do I smell of?
Kind of like just a clean man.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, ready?
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Dana? Callum?
Hello, Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Fucking sexy bastard.
Hello.
The Dial-Up was written by Phil Catherwood. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at DialUpPod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future... Oh, fuck! The Dial-Up was written by Philip Catherwood.